Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed very grateful unto you for this grand privilege you have given unto us to be in your house this morning, the house of prayer, the house of correction, where righteousness go forth. Lord, we thank you very much for making it possible for us to see the light of the day. Thank you for the past week and your abundance of blessings, church services, our devotions at home, family altars, Lord, individual consecration and dedication. Thank you indeed, O Lord, for your cares and protections. Thank you for helping the workers. Thank you for helping the businessmen and women. Thank you for the students on holidays. Thank you for those in tertiary institutions. Your watchful eyes over everyone, O Lord, are going out and coming in. Traveling masses, O Lord, and testimonies of your protections, O Lord, our God. We do not want the least of these things, O Lord. It is simply your mercy and your grace. We say, blessed be your name, Lord. Receive our offer of praise and thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you have spared our lives to see the light of the day. Lord, you still have something in store for us. We thank you. Thank you, wonderful Father, for the Sunday school program this morning. Thank you for your abundance of blessings. Thank you because, O Lord, our God, before the foundation of the world, you knew, O Lord, our God, what you have laid in the heart of your servant to come to bring to the church. Lord, we pray that the Holy Ghost will take these things and impart it into our hearts, O Lord, to the glory and honor of your name. Father God in heaven, you must have arrived at Bakata, you know, may you be with him, O Lord. Once more, I want to ask for the grace of God for your servant that is hospitalized, O Lord. We pray for recovery. O Lord, quick recovery, Heavenly Father, and perfection of his health, O Lord, to the glory and honor of your name. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Lord, very soon, O Lord, our God, may you bring him back to his post of duty. Thank you once again for our pastor. We pray for more of your grace upon him, O Lord. We pray that one more time, O Lord, in no distant time, Heavenly Father, you will be fully restored back, O Lord, in a glorious way to his post of duty. Father, we are in expectation. Thank you, our Father, for this. We know you are a prayer answering God. Almighty God in heaven, we thank you very much for the song service, the special number, the song leader, the instrument users, the computer operators, the engine operators, and brother in the broadcasting room there. Father, we thank you for the officers at the post of duty, deacons and trustees and ushers. We say, blessed be your name, Lord. May you strengthen them at their post of duty. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We are here in your house, O Lord, our God. Father God, like, Lord, we know we come to check ourselves, O Lord. How are we fearing your word? Help us, our Father. Deliver us of every form of distraction, every wandering mind to rebuild the enemy, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Heavenly Father, have their own way, O Lord. In all the nations of the world, may you be with your people. All over the country, villages and towns and cities, rural urban areas, visit your people, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Glory be to your name. May you baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. May you refill, Heavenly Father, for a better life of service, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, may you turn backsliders unto you, Lord. Heal the sick and the afflicted, O Lord. Save the lost ones, O Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. At the end of the service of today, may we have every full cause to give thanks unto your name. We worship and we adore your name. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, with all faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please be seated. God bless you. Everything God planned before the foundation of the world. Shall we rise up on our feet? Let's turn to the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 3. The book of Malachi is the last book in the Bible. Chapter 3. Pardon? Ah, I said New Testament. In the Old Testament. Want to read verse 6. And the first 8 words in that verse. For I am the Lord. I change not. May the Lord bless his word to our heart this morning. Shall we be, please be seated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jehovah God says, I am the Lord, the great creator of heaven and earth, and I change not. Hallelujah. So the title of our sermon this morning is The Unchangeable God Walking in an Unexpectable Way. That's the God we are serving. He's a God of reality. His word is real. And the word of God is dependable. The word of God is reliable. God has never failed, and he will not fail. God said, I change it not. I am the Lord. I change it not. It's never a disappointment. He has never disappointed anyone. He will not disappoint because he is God. God always stands by his word. Because Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. He said, but my word will never pass away unfulfilled. Oh, this just came into my heart while I was meditating. There was a Negro one time. He just got converted. He was uneducated. He could not read. He could not write. But when he got converted, hearing the gospel, then he was packing his Bible anywhere he goes. He was just packing the Bible. And was testifying. So one day, his slave master called him, said, Moses. That's Moses now. Said, Moses. He said, you are packing this Bible. You cannot read. You cannot write. He said, yes, Oga. In this Bible, it is called Holy Bible. He said, the back of it, he said, from Kiva to Kiva, the part of, the front of it is called Holy Bible. And I believe it. And then his master said, you believe it? He said, okay. What if God says you should jump through this wall? No window. He said, if God says you jump through this window, remember he said, I believe it from Kiva to Kiva. If God tells me to jump through this wall, say before I get there, say Jehovah God will create a wall there. I am the Lord. I change it not. He's the unchangeable God. We believe this word of God. It is written for you and me. Praise the Lord. But the man started this sermon. Okay, let me read something here for us. You have given the title? Sorry. 62-01-20. January 20. 62, I'm sorry. Let me read something here from the sermon, The Unchangeable God. He never made a promise, but what he will stand behind. Hallelujah. God, this God that said, I change it not. The woman said, he never made a promise, but he stands behind the wall. He made his promise. Praise the Lord. No wonder, Father Abraham, he believed God so much. When God gave him the promise that he was going to have a child through Sarah. Remember, not through somebody else, through Sarah. And Sarah had passed the age of bringing forth. But he believed that God cannot say anything that is not big enough to do.
May God help us.
But
about when he preached this sermon in Phoenix, he said he came to Phoenix about some 30 something years ago. 35 years ago, 40 years ago. He said, when he was there, he said they just had maybe a population of about 35, 40,000 people. Say, but now the population has rose to 1 million. Are you there? Now he made us to know, he said, everywhere is changing. Amen. Well, man said, nearly, he said, there are many things that practically all things change. But the man says, time changed. We know that. Time changed. The man said, people changes. Amen. Weather changes. You can go to 13, paragraph 13. Time changes. People changes. Weather changes. Nation changes. Hallelujah. He said, but God is the unchangeable. He does not change. He's the same all time. You may not find that one there, but I'm reading what is here on the other side. Just bear with me. It's the same word anyhow. Praise the Lord. Baba said, cities change. Hallelujah. Baba said, politics change. Hallelujah. Nations change year by year. But Baba said, people change their way. Politics change. They change their attitude. They change their program. Not only that, he saw that, you notice that seas change. That's paragraph 14 there. Seas change. Why? Because we have our brethren today. Onoguaru changes. Oshua. Yes, sir. Wait for me. I remember in 1993. We were still in the other side. I fell in the area. And wanted to make a farm. The whole of this place is bush. Complete bush. Brother Rio and his family, they were living in the house where Brother Oluwaseyi Salami and his family are living now. It was bush. When we came to this school area and that church there, it was complete bush. We could not even reach this side. We are looking for cassava sticks. Everywhere is bush. That Ekeni Road now that you see upstairs and things like that, bush. Ologunru changes. Ibadan changes. And we have a brother today as real estate men. They are changing the whole of Edo. Edo is changing. Lagos changing. Everywhere changes. But I said, even roads changes. But I said, if when I came here around that time 35 years ago, if I want to pass through that road again, I will miss my way. Like some places today, you go to a road, if you are not careful, you miss your road. You miss your way. You go to Chalet, everything changes now. If you're not careful, before you know what is happening, if you don't watch very well, and you want to go to church, you want to go to, what's it called now? Orita like that. Before you know what is happening, you just find your way going to Molete again. Roads changes. Praise the Lord. Seas changes, then I remember said, 18, 15 now, seas changes, and we notice people change. Are we there? It has gone so that people today are not friendly like they used to be. Is that not serious? People are no more friendly. Brothers and sisters, we should be friendly. We should have the mind of Christ. Amen. Where there's no malice, where there's no enmity, where there's no jealousy, where there's no envy, where there's no evil thinking about one another. Our heart pure, our heart clean, our heart transparent before one another. People change. They are no more friendly. Let me say this. You that are group, no brethren, bear with me. Let me drop this. As estate agents among yourselves, be faithful to one another. Be honest with your dealings with one another. Can't you say amen to that? Oh, sure. We're talking truth now. You must be transparent, oh. So don't try to buy, don't try to do corner business among yourselves. Be transparent. May God help us. I don't know whether you notice it out here or not, but we sure notice it back in the south and east. People are changing year by year. They are too much of a hurry. They've just got to hurry up and get this done and run down the road 90 miles an hour, no, bumper to bumper, and stop in a beer joint and drink a couple of hours before they go home. It has changed. In a hurry, where are they going? Praise the Lord. Over to you, mothers. You notice most of the women today has wash machines and electric ironers and push button dishwashers and everything like that. And yet, they got less time to pray than they ever had. We are reading the prophet too. You know, Susanna Wesley had 17 children. And with them 17 children, packing the water from a spring and washing on her hands. And yet, she could find 2 or 3 hours a day to pray with her children. Not praying for them now, you know, but praying with our children. With 17 little fellows. And out there come a John and a Charles Wesley. Amen. How many of you adolescent class? You come to Sunday school today? Good. Okay. Who was John Wesley in the message? John Wesley. Who? John Wesley. Who can tell us who is John Wesley in the message? Adolescent class. JJ. Where are you? Who is John Wesley in the message? Oh, stand up and tell us, please. God bless you. 6th church age messenger. Amen. You see what Susanna Wesley brought forth? God help you, mothers. John Wesley, the 6th church age messenger. And Charles Wesley, one of the most inspired songwriters of all ages. We are talking message. He's here before us. Yet, with your washing machine, you may not have dishwasher, you may not have ironers, automatic, but with your washing machine, when there is light, I mean, when a NEPA bring light, you pack all the clothes together, everything to the washing machine. Within 30 minutes, you are through, almost dry, or semi-dry. But no time to pray. May God help us. But Abraham said, God is looking for fathers and mothers like you. Amen. Men and women that wake up in the night and pray for their children. I was telling these grandchildren during the week. I said, remember, Grandma? She woke up after we had our own bedside prayer meeting in the night. Maybe around 1, 2, or 3, around 2, 3. After we finish, she will go into the guest room. Wake them up, pray for them. Go to the boys' room, wake them up, pray for them. Today, no more time. God help us. That is what is the matter today. Reason our schools are letting down. No ministers coming in. Young men interested. We need some more praying fathers and mothers. It's what we need to make our schools fill up. Don't worry. When you do your duty as a father, as a mother, leave the rest in the hand of God. God does not change. When we commit them to the hands of God, and we teach them the word of God, and we live life before them, God will do the rest. We believe that. God help us. Young men's heart, burning with zeal to take the gospel is what we need. Bring no, but things are changing. God help us. Praise the Lord. 17. We could go a little further to people and bring it in the church. Church is changing. Amen. Church is changing. We find it that our churches are changing. What is even church? Church is not the forward building. The real church in real sense is people that are separated, called out people, called out of the world, and the love of the world, and the things of the world, and called out and separated unto Jesus. Church means born again men and women, boys and girls. Are you there? Oh yes. Men that have repented of their sins, women, boys, girls that are truly, genuinely repented of their sins, being baptized in water in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and are filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what makes up the church. The body of Christ. That we had this morning, and we always hear. God help us. We are really more or less, I'm talking universally now, that we seem to be more interested in getting numbers than we are. We are getting people saved. Brother Bam said, you know, in the sermon one or two or three, several places, he said, Baptist Church, they have a slogan, a million more in 44. A million more in 44. But that's what we used to say, anywhere we go, you know, to preach, the churches today, the ministers today that are not of God, they don't love the souls of the people. All that they are after is their money. Simple. That's why the gospel becomes strange to the people. But when we have the opportunity, we tell them the hope, the blessed hope that is in us. We are not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. To them that believe, to the Jews first, then to we Greeks. Our God is good. So we are not ashamed, you know. Anyway, we don't fear anybody. We know that, you know, this truth, oh my, it will liberate people. Oh, and it's liberating people. It is setting the captives free. So people are not, churches today are now interested in a congregation, in a multitude, more than the salvation of the souls of the people. Just look like that everybody wants to get bigger number. Have the biggest church, or the biggest building, or make the bigger denomination, or something, instead of thinking of the poor lost souls. That is too bad, but there are too many of us doing that. I was telling the church in Bakata last week, I said, the reason why we preach the raw gospel, as it is brought, like what they said, call white, white. Call black, black. Call right, right. And call wrong, wrong. Say heaven real and hell hot. Say, the woman made us to know we are not after church members. He said we are after the members of the body of Christ. As you heard in Sunday school this morning, church, we are not after church members. We are looking for the members of the body of Christ. I said, now, when you hear the truth being preached, you are happy. This one, you are happy. He said, but when it comes to a time now that something is dropped by the inspiration of God against the thing you are doing in your life, I said, then you become like a leaf that you know is drying up. I said, may God help us, church. It is the truth anyway. Praise the Lord. Churches are changing. I had the noted evangelist, Brother Billy Graham, when he was at Louisville, Kentucky. I was invited with Dr. Mordecai Ham, a personal friend of mine, that Billy was saved under his preaching. And I was invited to sit at the breakfast with him. And Mr. Graham, in his first full speaking, said, I go into a city and stay there 6 weeks. I will have maybe 20,000 people that will make their confession. Remember, they only make confession. And said, I will get all their tickets and so forth and give them to the ministers. Then, another year coming back, I will go around and where I had 20,000 covers, when I was there that year, the next year, I can't even find 20. He said, what is the matter? I will defer just a little bit, not to be different with that great evangelist, Mr. Branham. Come, no, certainly not. But the way that he approached it by saying, what is the matter? He pointed his finger out and said, too many lazy preachers, he said, sit around with their feet on the desk of a daytime and night, and don't take these cars and follow up. He said, when Paul was here, he went into a city, had one convert, and come back the next year, and had 30 or 40 by that one. He had great, 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 great grandchildren over it. You see? And he said, and I have 30,000, and come back, or 20,000, and come back, and can't find 20. Where? It might have been because that I'm Pentecostal. But I wanted to say this so bad that I really could hold my peace. But I thought, what lazy preacher put his feet up on the bench when Paul got him saved? He said, it was that convert himself that was led deep enough into God till he got a hold. And if a man really gets a hold of God, God gets into the man's heart, into the man's heart, don't worry, sparks will be flying from every side because he's deep enough in God. And his whole life is rooted and grounded in Christ. Amen. That is the reason why the importance of that new birth, that Holy Ghost baptism in the soul. Oh my, oh my. You cannot mix worldliness to it. Once you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, the prophet made us to know. He said, you used to say, the devil come to me, the devil thanks me, the devil thanks me. Brother Abba said, Satan never thanks you. He said, the reason is because you never get deep enough in Christ. He said, when you are sealed into Christ, said, Satan is sealed out. He said, before Satan can get you, he said, he must first of all repent, like you repented. Be baptized in water, like we are baptized in water, and refuse and receive the Holy Ghost, like we receive the Holy Ghost. But you can never repent. Satan is Satan, and whoever remains Satan, and he can never be baptized, and he can never receive the Holy Ghost. Baba says, you are the one that goes to Satan. May God help us. It is because of lack of the Holy Ghost deep in the soul. God help us. We are not looking for church members. We are looking for members of the body of Christ. Because God does not change. His pattern is yet to say, may God help us. Therefore, we know that it isn't just lazy preachers. It is because that the convert doesn't go deep enough till he loses the sight of the world and the things of the world. If he ever gets close enough to God, he doesn't do that. Amen. God help us. But we find out that the churches change and the people changes. The roads change. The seas change. The policies change. But there is one thing that does not change. That is God. He remains the same. That's the God we are serving, my brother, my sister. He remains the same. I am God and I change not. No matter how long it is. No matter, see, Father Abraham waited for 25 good years. No matter how long his promise may linger, it will surely come to pass anyhow. I mean, what you call it, his promise will come to pass as time goes on because he is God that has spoken. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. God has never changed one bit, and he cannot change. What a place. The reason he cannot change is because God is infinite, and anything that is infinite cannot change. Let us sink deep into our heart. Now, whoever wants to step, want to go further, deep. Anything that is infinite cannot change. That's the God we have served, my brother, my sister. May God help us. I pray that the Holy Ghost will communicate this thing into our heart this morning. Listen to the prophet. Amen. And then, let us study this just for a moment before approaching on to the scripture. Infinite is infinity. Amen. Infinity means without limit or without end. There is no beginning or no end. He is almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, knows all things, all places, all times, all powerful. He is God, and he cannot change. He cannot change. Glory be to Jesus. He cannot change, my brother. He cannot change, my sister. He remains the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May God communicate this sermon into our hearts. Oh man. Hallelujah. It alleges fear. He said, the reason he cannot change. He said, what a place. Let me say again. Man. Okay, we are coming down to that. Now, I can make a decision and say, it is going to be this way. And I'm finite. I will have to change. Because things come on, and I have to say, well, I was wrong. But God can't do that. Because his one decision is that forever. He cannot change. He cannot change his decision. He cannot change it. It's God. Hallelujah. Therefore, if God's attitude towards one sinner and wanted to repent, and God made a way. I mean, Adam and Eve, and God made a way for them to repent. And he forget that sinner. And the next sinner comes, God has got to do the same thing to that sinner. Or he did wrong when he acted with the first sinner. And if a man was sick, and God healed one man, and then if ever another man comes to God, he has got to do the same thing. Or he did wrong when he healed the first one. We know that God can never be wrong. The problem with people is lack of faith in the word of God. The problem is with you. The problem is with me. The problem is not with God. The problem is not with the word of God. Because God's word cannot change. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, God is not better than his word. Yes, sir. In this one here. But Bible said, God is not better than his word. Whatever, oh man, God and his word, they are one. Heaven and earth will pass away. My words, Jesus said, will never pass away unfulfilled. Hallelujah. That's why that you know, Negro said, he said, the reason why I believe the word of God, I believe it, he said, because the Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away. He said, but this word of God can never pass away. So he's standing upon you, heaven and if heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God can never pass away. He said, that's where I'm standing. The Negro said, may God help you and me. Hallelujah. Therefore, okay? He has gone to do the same thing. Or he did wrong when he hit the first one. If he comes on the same ground, what a resting place then for the soul that is seeking refuge. Praise be to God. Oh, a resting place. A place of refuge. A place where you have an assurance that Jesus is mine. He can never fail. I know he has said it. He will not fail. God help us. Now, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Now, we wonder how the Word ever got here. See, the Word of God created the Word of God created the world. Hebrews 11 tells us that. Tells us that the world was made out of things which does not appear. See, God spoke it into existence because he was God. He just said, let there be, and it was so. Listen, therefore, if in the beginning was the word, and the word spoken was creative word, and every word that is ever spoken cannot be taken back for a mistake, then in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, which is Christ. And now the word of God written in the Bible is his word to us. And every promise has the same power of creation. Behind it that God's word did at the beginning. If we believe it to be the word of God, depends on where the seed falls. Now the word of God is a seed. Amen. And the seed must fall in the right kind of ground. Now, you cannot plant any seed here in this place. You may even cover it with sand. It will not grow. It will remain there dormant and die. Are you there? But when the seed of God falls into the appropriate heart of God's own children, it must surely bring forth as is expected. Let every seed bring forth of his own kind. Amen. So when the word of God falls in the heart of a true child of God, we're going to say with moisture, with temperature, you know, to make it grow. Remember, when the word of God falls in the heart of God's children, the Holy Ghost comes as water to water that seed in the heart of God's children. When it has fallen upon the right kind of ground. Amen. It cannot but bring forth what God expected it to be. Praise be to God. Because God cannot change his word. Amen. Yeah. Depends on where the seed falls. If it falls into a ground that can create a moisture or a nourishment around the promise of God, will bring forth every promise the Bible made. Why? The right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. If you will just look at it and take care of the word just right, because the infinite God spoke it, God's word. I am the Lord. I change it not. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, Jesus said, heavens and earth will pass away, but my words shall never pass away. If you look at the present day, when Jesus was talking about prophecy of what was going to happen at the end time, then he came to verse 35. Said, after saying all these things, both heaven and earth will pass away. My words, all that I've spoken, will never come, will never pass away unfulfilled. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Remember, he told us in Matthew 24:24 there, he said, there will be false prophets. Is that right? False Christ. They will arise. And they will do signs and wonders and miracles. That if it were possible, they will deceive not just elect, the very. I want your back, Papa. Emphasis. So much with their signs. Oh, goodness. You hear the radio today. Woli agbaye yi. Woli eleyi. Woli itan. Doctor, professor, prophet, apostle, so. Olu dasi le jo, bye. They are all antichrist. They are false. Look, we thank God for Malachi 4. We should always be thankful unto God all the days of our life for sending Malachi 4 across our pathway. That's why we are, oh goodness, if the people are in the position that we are, they'll be pitying us. We thank the Almighty God. And that's why we feel for them. Our God is good. But Abraham said, I had been the ground of the great evangelist over the radio. He said, even the bride herself has been deceived. But Abraham said, I differ with that great man. He said, because why? The elect cannot be deceived. Is it because what? The elect is part of that world. And then Jesus, the bridegroom, is the world. Oh my. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That where I, your Lord, is, there you will be with me also. Oh my. That is why the message, that is why nobody on the surface of earth today will go in the rapture except they come to Malachi 4. Because Malachi 4 is God provided way today. So the elect, thank God. Papa said, thank God the elect cannot be deceived. No. Hallelujah. Papa said, because why? She was chosen for ordained before the foundation of the world. Look, no, heaven and earth will pass away. My word that the elect, the very elect, cannot be deceived. It will never pass away. I am the Lord. I change not. Hallelujah. Now the conclusion of the song is, he said, that is why you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen. No matter what is happening, my brother, my sister, relax. All is well. Not relaxing in being self-complacent. Realize that heaven and earth will pass away. God has never made a promise, but we stand by it. It is not you. It is not me. It is him that has already finished the war. Hallelujah. So we are bound to make it. We have already made it. No, yes, we have already made it. Because we are looking for that perfect church. We are coming. We are coming. May God help us, church. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Oh, how we ought to rest upon that divine promise of the Son of God, who said both heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. There is a resting place for the soul. Amen. Thank you, brother. A resting place. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, my. This is not human being talking. This is Jehovah God in the body of flesh. Our sacrifice. Hallelujah. Our Passover lamb. When before he gave himself for you and me on the cross of Calvary, he said, if you shall ask anything from the Father in my name, I will do it. I want to take this scripture gradually. Church, may God help us. Take note of that scripture. If ye shall ask anything, anything means anything. Matthew 22. Let me see. Matthew 21, please. Matthew. We believe this Bible from keeper to keeper. Amen. Matthew 22. 21. First of all, let us go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Oh, hallelujah. Or, what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread will give him a stone? No. Or, if he ask a fish will give him a serpent? If he then be evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Amen. The greatest gift that God of heaven and earth can give to human beings, to his own children, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We are coming, you know. Amen. Matthew 22 now. 21 verse 22. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. We are coming, you know, one by one, scripture. So, amen. Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24. We are talking about the unchangeable God walking in an unexpected way. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. Matthew 7:7 again. It's a promise. God will never make a promise, but he stands behind it. Hallelujah. John 14. John chapter 14. John 14. Oh my. John 14. Ah, see me. It looks like two here. John 14, 14. Thank you, my brother, my sister. John 14, 14. God bless you. Let's read verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that shall I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He said he will. Heaven and earth will pass away. Let me repeat that. Let me repeat that something again. He never made a promise, but what he will stand behind. Amen? I'm coming to something here. You go to chapter 16. John chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he shall give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. The name above all names. The only name under this heaven whereby no man can be saved. Only the name of Jesus Christ. Say, if you can ask anything in my name from the Father, I will work and I will do it. He said, in my name, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Let me quote something here. In this, the unchangeable God. This is. So you see, I'm reading paragraph 6 there. So you see, we must make God real unchangeable. Every soul that comes to God seeking salvation or healing, he has got to come on those bases. He has got to come believing that God is and a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. Did not our Lord Jesus say, whatsoever things you desire, when ye pray, believe you receive them, and ye shall have them. Did not he say, ask the Father what you will in my name, and you will receive it? Now, that is infallibly the truth. This truth here is capital T, that sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. That is infallible, the word of God. And there is nobody that ever asks God anything, but won't get it to them if they come with an honest heart. Who can raise up his hand here? Or who can raise up a hand here? That God is offended me one time. Nobody. We are speaking on the unchangeable God. Walking in an unexpectable way. Hallelujah. Let's go to St. Luke chapter 11. St. Luke chapter 11. Let's have the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Right. If you look at chapter 8, verse 8 there. When Jesus finished praying, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught his disciples. Then he gave them this. Let me read for me. Verse 5. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at night time? Taninuhi. Verse 5, baby. Tani ninu yin ti yo ni ore kan ti yo si to lo laarin ogojo oru. Are you there? Laarin ogojo midnight. He's a friend, oh. Are you there? A friend. And we say unto him, okay, I say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is shut, it's not shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Verse 8. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity. Because of his importunity. Listen to this. Importunity means a constant and instant, insistent, demanding. Persistent in urging. An inappropriate or unsuitable time. Importunity. This man came in the night. He must care for the friend. And he had a friend. He knew that it was only this friend that can help him. No other friend. Jesus is not a disappointment. He's giving us this parable to give us solid faith in his unchangeable word. Because he's God. Though he will not rise up and give him, but because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. Even more than the 3. He will give him as many. And he said, and I say unto you, ask, and I shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, we live for a fish. Give him a serpent. You are answering now. Or if he shall ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If ye then be evil, know how to give good things, good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? The unchangeable God, walking in an unexpectable way. Listen, we are talking about importunity. A constant and insistent demanding. Persistent, that is, insistent means, insistent. Demand is persistent in urging. The prophet preached a sermon to us, perseverant. Keep on doing. So perseverance means keep on doing. Keep on believing. In spite of opposition. Satan may want to bring discouragement. Things around you will think that, God doesn't hear you. But go hard. You always hear prayer. You always answer prayer. But not all the time. But you answer prayer. And we are coming. Urge means to press hard upon, to present in an urgent manner. Can you imagine that? We are not in an English class. We are only telling us what the message says and what the Bible says. An urgent means requiring immediate attention. That is what is happening to this friend here, to his friend. Look, there is nothing like unsuitable time with our God. Every time, any time, whether day, whether afternoon, whether night, whatever it is, whether rain is falling, whether sun is shining, it is suitable for our God. is your, you can change. I can change. Only God cannot change. In fact, some of us will be afraid. I don't know now who to go to. I need this thing now. I don't know who to go to. I was telling the brother, I said, this matter before me, this thing I want to do. I said, this is what I have. I don't know who to go to. We just leave it there. Our God is good. Look, God will come in an unexpected way. In an unexpected time. In an unexpected place. Oh, somewhere, Brother Bam said, who provided you that grocery? He said, who made a way for that grocery for you? Well, you didn't have anything to feed your children. But I must say, who prevented you from that accident? That's our God, you know. Look, we are safe. We are secure from all danger, from whatever problem, because God is on our side. I have Brother Samuel. I think it was when I traveled and I was not at home. He said some people, he said, they're already dead before they bury them. Say, but you know, he said, that's a coward. That's an unbeliever. That's a unbeliever. He said, but a real believer will say, I will live. I shall not die, but live. You know, to declare what the glory of God, the unchangeable God, walking in an unexpectable way, on an expectable way. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. That's our goal. What are we saying? No matter how tight you may be to one another, how friendly you may be to one another, sometimes you may not even have. But I'm not saying you, I may promise you, you may promise me, and fail. Circumstances will come. No circumstances can change God's decision concerning his children. It's unchangeable. Hallelujah. Oh my. God cannot lie. All right. Yes, sir. If you, yeah. But sometimes when, okay. Now, Jesus said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, I will do it. But sometimes when God performs something and does something that we ask for it to, and we ask for, it comes in an unexpected way. And sometimes in an unexpected place. And at an unexpected time, but God will answer in his own way if you will just believe it. But the man said, God believe his own word. Did he say so? Say, we must believe God for our prayers. We are encouraging you ourselves this morning. God bless you, George. He will answer in an unexpected way, in an unexpectable place, in an unexpectable time. The way you don't even expect it, if we answer, it's God. Amen. See, you must believe it. Amen. Accept it. And then don't take it back. Stay there. Baba said, hold on to it. Lay hold on it. Grasp it. Because God's work cannot fail. And believe it. Accept it. Don't take it back. That is, don't withdraw your statement. Be positive. Stand there. Oh, no. I don't care whatever infirmity you are having. Anytime Satan comes to shake you, say, Satan, our prophet taught me that you have been stripped of every power you thought, Satan, that you had. Jesus has stripped you of that power. And my prophet told me that, Satan, you have no legal right over a child of God. Satan has no legal right. I don't care. You may want to box you. Bombard you here, bombard you there. Tell him, by stripes, I was healed. Stand there. Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Look, you'll be happy. You'll be strong. Oh, yes, sir. Mama said, keep saying it. Keep confessing it. Keep saying it. Mama said, we come from here, intellectual, if you come to the heart, you see result. Stand there, my brother. Stand there, my sister. Baba said, don't hold it back. Stay there. Let me see. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. He said, don't take it back. Hold on to it. Lay hold on it and say, this is it. This one he says here. He says this one here. Beloved, God tells me through his apostle John, beloved, I would that you should prosper in health. Even as you're so prospering, the soul of God's children prospers. Then it is the will of God for you and me to prosper in health. And when we are sick now, we call upon God, we see results. If you don't take it back and we stay in there, may God help us. Amen. Don't take it back. Say, this is it. God said it. That settles it. If God has said that, if God has said it, that finishes it. Are you okay? God bless my brother. Are you listening? Whether we look at it on the screen or not, we are following. God bless you. The boy said, "Bosom, oh my, oh my. Is oh my. God said it. Believe it. That said. Oh, you're doing. Oh, you're doing. Tony, wake me up. All on this song. Mugbago. Oh, Paris. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Right there in the word of God. In my heart. God said it. I believe it. Oh, that settles it. Settle, settle. God has been settled. The unchangeable God walking in an unexpectable way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You will answer in his own way. Praise the Lord. No matter how long, there might have been one molecule come into existence when God said, let that be. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that was without form or void. And God said, let there be light. But it must have taken millions of years. But because light came to existence, it shows that it's the word of God. And the word of God is a seed that must fall into our heart. But there must not have been a miracle. When he said, let there be for a war, but he is eternal. And afterward, become molecules and atoms, and it came up because he said it to be that way. Glory to God. And here is a promise too that we can think. If he, the one that said that has brought every word to pass, then he's going to have a church to appear before him without spot or wrinkle. Is that his word? Oh, yes. He will do it. Whether Satan like it or not. Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. He's going to have a glorious church. Without spot. Without, that's why the prophet made us to know. He said, in the church of the living God, there's not one iota of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy there. God help us. It's a promise. And it is going to behoove us, brother, sister, to really be sure that we are right with God. For that glorious church. Without spot. Without wrinkle. Amen. Let us look at the scriptures. It's a promise. Ephesians. We are only reminding ourselves of that wonderful promise. Ephesians chapter 1. We know the scripture, but we are reminding ourselves. Oh my. Hallelujah. Let's see verse 3 and 4. We are going to verse 4. Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You know, that is the position of the bride, of believers, heavenly places. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Glory to God. He's going to have that church without spot, without blame. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 5. The same Ephesians chapter 5. When God, through Apostle Paul, was speaking about husband and wife here, that's why, as we had this morning in Sunday school, brothers and sisters, husband and wife, you should be one together in heart. Look. When the prophet said that the honeymoon should not cease, it means the honeymoon should not cease. Are you there? Not that when you now know one another's weaknesses and things like that, they begin to find fault among one another. It should not be. Let's look at this scripture here. Oh, God, help us. Coming, please bear with me. The scripture wise. Oh my. All right. Let me read verse 25. Husband, love your wife. Love your wife. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that he should be holy and without blame in love. I mean, without, be holy and without blemish. That is the church Jesus Christ is coming for. Are you there? Listen to the prophet. Listen to the prophet. From where we stop now. It behooves us, brother, sister, to really be sure that we are right with God. Because there is going to be a church, and we want to be part of that church. No matter what this year on earth, this is here on earth, we are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And we can't afford to lose that. Whatever you do, don't forget that. Heroes of faith of all time in Hebrews chapter 11. I believe we should go into it. Hebrews 11. Just to remind ourselves about those heroes of faith. Let me see. Yeah, those heroes of faith. Oh my. All right. When Paul was talking, let's come to verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Amen.
and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Papa Abraham confessed that he was a pilgrim. That's why he lived in that barren land. Amen. So these men of faith who embraced the promise, they were so persuaded. They confess that they were pilgrims and strangers here or not. Like Father Abraham, we also were pilgrims and strangers here or not. The woman said, it should behoove us. It behoove us that what? That we should be sure that we are right with God. Let's move on now. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they have been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country that is an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Hallelujah. It's a promise. God cannot fail his work. God cannot change his mind concerning that. May God help us. Now let's go further. Praise the Lord. All right. He said, because there's going to be a church. All right, we are going to do that. No matter what the neighbor does, what the other fellow does, what your schoolmate does, or what your husband does, or your wife, or anyone else, it is a personal affair with you and God. Thank God for the Sunday school this morning. Amen. The heavenly hope, the future hope of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride. What a union. May God help us. The Bible said, it's an individual affair also between you and God, between me and God. Whatever, no matter what your wife does, no matter what your husband does, no matter what your neighbor does, you school children, students, whether primary school, whether secondary school, whether tertiary institution, no matter what your schoolmate does, remember it's an individual affair between you and God. No matter what your neighbors around you do, it's an individual affair between you and God. Oh God, help us, we pray. Amen. We cannot afford to miss that place. Amen. You must never. Yeah. You, your father might be a great man. Your mother a great man. But what about you? It is you. You must have it in your own self. It is you as an individual. God bless our soul. Amen. Now, Jesus said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, I will do it. It is on condition. Is that right? It's on condition. If you will believe when you ask. Now, if Mark 11:22, we find that Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be thou plucked up and cast into the sea, and don't doubt, but believe that what you have said will come to pass, you can have what you have said. Now, you just couldn't get out here and say, mountain, move down. You've got to have a motive and objective to that. You see, you've got to find out first if it is the will of God. And then your motive and objective, you know, to the will of God, and then speak to it and stand there, it will come down. You see, if you get the condition right, but you've got to have the conditions right. Amen. Now, you must remember also that when God answers, sometimes it is in an unexpected way, on an unexpected way, unexpected, but he does things in unexpected way. Amen.
Then Moses brought us the example of Moses here. Let's listen further concerning Moses. When Moses was born, praise God. Now let's call up a case or two before we proceed. Let's think of Moses. I like to study Moses. He was just a gallant man, and he gave us the old Bible through the power of God. And many times the skeptics say, now Moses wrote that, and how do we know it is right? Well, you can go back and prove that it is right. And if he who could say what has been, and what will be, and what was to take place after him, and that comes to pass, then I believe that that was right. Also, you see, just like if we can stand here in the church, discernment period, now listen, stand here in the church, and the Holy Spirit can go back down through your life and tell you what was, and you know whether it is right or not. Well, if you know and know that it is the truth, then surely you could believe what it tells you and will come to pass. We'll be there because this is their record for that, and that is true. And so we see the witnesses of Hebrews 11 as we have just gone through now. And many places in the Bible that the heroes of faith are those who stay with God's promises. Just stay right there, no matter what anyone else says, and God will grant it to you in his own good time. Now Moses was in Egypt. He was born right, he was born down there, a proper child. His parents saw him to be, his parents saw that he was, and they weren't afraid of the king's commandment. And then when Moses taught by the mother, what a good teacher, his own mother, and could tell him this, them stories, Moses, you are my son, but you are born for a purpose, and God will use you someday to deliver Israel. And after the death of his precious mother, then I suppose Moses became a great ruler, or to the next Pharaoh, was heir to the throne. And then one day he fell for his brethren, and they feel it sometimes. Yet, even if we feel we've got to act in God's way to rightly get the job done. Now, I believe that God has mercy upon all the hungry. Let me leave that one. Go to 30. Now, we find that after he found himself a failure in his own works, because he was a smart man, a military man, he had found a failure. Then he ran from the job, went out into the wilderness, and was out there for 40 years. And he had a wife, and so forth, and his children, or his child, rather, Gershom. Now, the strange thing is we call with a call of God on his life. I will imagine Moses was never able to get away from that, never able. And there may be a people here this morning, to a speech in the night, listening right to us, that down through your life, somewhere, you felt there was a call in your life, and you've just never heeded to it. You will be miserable as long as you live till you heed that life. Amen. Now, there is no doubt there are people here this morning now, it was preaching the night, that is seeking for the Holy Ghost for years. And you just say, well, I didn't know I should receive it. See that? Sorry, I don't know I should receive it. Well, you will never be satisfied until you do it, because you were cut out for that. The Holy Ghost is given to the elect. Only the elect will receive it. And you must be positive in your heart that I'm one of the elect. Even though I've not received the Holy Ghost, I am going to receive it. Because it is his promise, he cannot change his word. Amen. And now, you must make that the first thing in your life. Whether you eat or again, or whether you drink again, or whether you sleep again, or whether You must find that is the Holy Ghost. That must be the first thing. Amen. Just stay right with God's promise. He promised it to you. He promised the Holy Ghost to you. So just stay right there. Just stay right with it. And God will bring it to pass. And He might do it in an unexpected time. You say, well, Brother Abraham, I've been working hard and I'm a little tired. I'm a little tired and I haven't felt good for 3 or 4 days. That might be just the time. That might just be the time. See, you never know when it is going to happen. How many times could I stop for days? Tell the experience. When I go to the woods to seek the Lord, the buyers scratches me. The bears annoy me. And the mosquitoes bite me. That is just when God is fixing to do something right there. And just when something seems all unexpected, then God takes a hold. Praise the Lord. He's referring to what happened when he went to see Georgie Carter now? The girl that was sick with tuberculosis for 9 years and 8 months. The day that girl was to be delivered. And that was the last night the prophet was to have his meeting. And this guy had been crying. I want to be baptized. And this is the last time this man is living here. He's going to have here. If he's gone now, that is being at my end. And she was praying. And while this was happening, God told the prophet, no food now. Go find somewhere to go and pray. When he got to the mountain, he said, he could not stand. He said, no, the thorns and trials were just scratching him. He goes to another place now. The place was not balanced enough for him to stand. He goes to another place now. Mosquito, you. He said, okay, as much as you can feel on me, feed on. But he knelt down in desperation and was praying and was praying and was praying and was lost in the spirit. He prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. When the time for the dinner to come, they rang the bell. They could not find the boy. And they sent out search warrants. And they were looking for the prophet, and it was already night time. When he got up, he found out it was already dark. And God told him, go to the place of Judge Carter. As soon as he got out like this, he just jumped to the hand of Brother Judge Wright. We have been looking for you. He said, no food. He said, Judge Carter is going to be healed. That's what he's referring to here. The real time that you think Satan wants to bring all forms of obstacles, barriers on your way. Baba said, that is the time to hold your stand. Because that is going to be the expected time that God is going to do something when you don't expect it. But it is God, God help us. Praise the Lord. Now look at Moses. Moses is a great, this is an admonition for you and me here. Especially the seekers of the Holy Ghost. And when you are praying for something, when you are desperate for a needy thing, Satan will bring all kinds of obstacles. Oh, I'm tired, I'm weak, and maybe you are fasting. Satan will tell you cannot even pray. All kinds of suggestions. But ignore the suggestion of Satan. May God help us. Bible says, it's admonishing you and me here. Maybe that is the time that God wants to do something in an unexpected way. God help us. It was 40 years before he took his stand for God. And then he had a sheep out there. And I guess he was 40 years in the desert. And he was getting to be an old man, perhaps. Gray whiskers and long flowing gray hair. And here he was, not in church, where he met him now. He was under Mount Horeb, and God never come down through a sermon, but in a burning bush. See, an unexpected time, an unexpected place, in an unexpected way. Why? He thought God would meet him out there with his stick in his hand, or sword, or whatever he killed the Egyptian with. But God met him not in church, under the mountain. God met him not in hymns, not in a, but in a burning bush. and not when he was a young man, but when he was an old man. God called him after he was 18 years old. Think of it. So sometimes we think because we are 35 or 40, whatever you are never too old. You've got a soul that has got to live forever. Amen. So just remember, it has always been that way, that God, the unchangeable God, in an unexpected time, in an unexpected way, in an unexpected place. Let's take Jacob. Jacob left his papa. He left his mama. He went to labor. And he sat in for 7 years, being deceived. Now, he had to serve again for Leah. Another 7 years. Then he was there. He got children. And now, a time came now, he said to cheat his father-in-law. Remember, he's already cheated, you know, his brother. And that one was looking for, has already vowed that, look, you know, for the promise of no, the better come to Jacob now, I'm going to kill him. The thing is this, no man can kill you. Nothing can kill you until your time comes. A time came now, God spoke to him, Jacob, it is time for you to leave this place and go back home. And I am going to bless you. And he left as he was going now. Laban learned that, you know, he has already left with his children and everything that he had. Remember the way he got all those things. We're not going to that. The scripture is there for you and me. When he was going, what the prophet is bringing out to you and me here is that when he was going now, Laban was coming behind him. Jacob was coming with 400 troops. He was not in a crossfire. He was in the middle. What was he going to do? Laban coming this way. Jacob, no. Esau coming this way. But thank God, God has already spoken to Laban a night before. When you get to him, never say good or bad to him. Touch no my anointing. Do my purpose no harm. Oh, hallelujah. The trick he made was the sons of the children of the maids. He put them first, followed by Leah and her own children. Then he put Rachel and Joseph last, with plenty of sheep and goats as a present to pacify Esau. But that will not do it. God was in it all. You only want to cut it short. You all know the story. What the prophet is trying to bring to you and me here was God. When he found out, this is all this I have sent to my brother. What if he receives it? He refuses it. And my life is in danger. Then he has to cross the brook and go on his own and be with God alone. Hallelujah. While he was there, at an unexpected place, in an unexpected time, in an unexpected way, he met with God. He fought with an angel of God. And they fought and fought. Robert said, not for 1 hour, not for 2 hours. They fought from morning till dawn. And when it was getting daybreak, if I look, this man cannot go unless he blessed me. He heard to the angel. The angel said, let me go. Go where? You are talking to a wrong person. Go where? I said, let me go. Say, no. People will go to meet us here. See the two of us fighting. Say, let me go. Say, you're not going. Unless you bless me. That's the thing. We must be in desperation. You don't know where. On an expected time, or expected place, in an unexpected way, how God is going to meet with you. God met with him in an unexpected way, in an unexpected place, in an unexpected time. And the angel said, before I bless you, the thing is this, you are going to be a changed person. I don't mind. You are going to work different. I don't mind. What is your name? My name is Jacob. Before he blesses him, he punched this place. Amen. When he punched his side now, then he started limping. He started limping. From today, your name shall no more be Jacob. Your name will be Israel. Praise with God. Hallelujah. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. The thing is this. God has already spoken and dealt with labor. Laban has left him. He was still pursuing. He was still following. He must get home anyway because God told him, go back to your father. Go back to your mother. And I will bless you. If God said he was going to bless him, there was nothing Esau can do. May God help us, church. Esau did not meet Jacob anymore as Jacob. He met him as Israel, a prince with God. Because the angel told him, you fought with God and you prevailed. But the man said, you can fight with me. May God help you. May God blessed be the name of the Lord. God met him in an unexpected place, in an unexpected place, at an unexpected time. In another place, Abraham said, he expected that God should meet him as a military man. But that was not the will of God for him. Remember, he killed one man and he failed. Oh, God help us. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Isaiah. Where is it? Isaiah the prophet, a young fellow, had leaned upon the good king, upon the good king's arm, and he was a good man, and he had things easy. But one day, the king died, and Isaiah the prophet went down to the altar in the house of God. And while he was praying there, he was caught between his own sins and the vision. And he screamed out, "Woe is me!" When he saw the angels with wings over their faces, over their feet, and two with flying, crying, "Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord!" He cried, "Woe is me! For I am a man of unclean lips." He was caught in an unexpected time, an unexpected place. He thought, "I will go down and say my prayers, and get up and go, because people believe I'm a good preacher or a pastor or something another." But he was caught there. Not only was he caught in the condition with the vision, but he was caught with an unclean lips in the house of the living God. Oh, brother. If thou will search out through this city tonight and tomorrow morning, or ministers who will stand and tell you that there is no such a thing as divine healing and there is no such a thing as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there will be some more crying out, "Woe is me," with an unclean lips. It is true. The Hebrew children, that's it. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You know the story. They stood for Christ. They were not ready to bow down. They knew that they were pilgrims and strangers here on earth. Even in a strange land, where they were taking them, they stood firm for Jesus. When the decree went out that they should bow down for the image that King Nebuchadnezzar made, while others fell down and worshipped that image, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Babam said, they turned their back against it. And people watched there. In another place, Babam said, they went and reported them to the authority. And when they were called, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, "Why are you not among the officers in this country? Why did you bow down? Do you know my decree? That whosoever does not bow down and worship my image is going to be thrown in the field of fiery furnace or fire? Okay, we are not careful to answer you in this wise. Our God, who we serve, he will deliver us. If he did not deliver us, we are still not going to bow down for your image." Because why? They knew the God they are serving. They knew what God told them in the scriptures. "Thou shalt not serve any other God, nor even worship, nor bow down worship there. I'm the Lord your only God." Amen. And when the fire was heated seven times more than it's expected to be, but the man said, if it has been heated 1,000,000 times, Could you imagine? But Moses said, the whole of Babylon that day was hot. Because of the beast of the fire. And because of the urgency, because the man was raged, he was furious, he was angry with these three men. And he commanded, in haste, that three of his soldiers should burn their clothes and their garment and everything, burn their face and everything, and throw them to the fire. And the gang plan now, while they were going now, the prophet made us to know there was a meeting going on in heaven. Micah came on with his sword drawn. Oh, Jehovah, don't you see some of our brethren in Babylon? They want to be thrown into fire. Please let me go. God said, I know you have been faithful from onset. This is a one man size job. I know you can do it, but I want to go myself. Just put your sword in your sheath. Won't look at. Say, you remember what I did in the time of Noah? How I flooded the whole earth. Let me go and flood the whole Babylon. God said, I know you can do it because you are faithful. It's a man, one man's job. By the time they were thrown to the fire, oh my. God himself, he just went zigzag. Amen. Along the way now, he just took a power. He just came down. Before they entered there, he started finding the place. Cooling it. The heat, because of the rage of the fire. You remember, seven times hotter slew those soldiers. And by the time they landed, brothers, we know the story. Brother Bam said, God came into the fire in an unexpected way, at an unexpected time, and in an unexpected place. And when they landed the fire, he said the first thing that was to be burnt was the air of their head. There was no single smoke, no smell. Their clothes was never smelled. Their hair was not singed. Oh my. That's the God we are serving today, my brother and sister. The unchangeable God walking in an unexpected way. Amen. Hallelujah. We're soon close. Baba said, Israel. They asked for a mighty king. They wanted a king to deliver them. That is what they expected God to send them to them. Was a king to deliver them. A mighty king that will march like David. The son of David will rise up, come down from corridors of heaven, walk down to the earth in a full angel salute, and the Father will look out of the heaven and say, I am sending down to you now the Messiah. And they had it all fixed up that is the way he was supposed to come. Oh my. But what did they do? What did they get? They got a baby instead of a mighty king. A baby born in a little stable. The side of a hillside. A little cave stable with straw and the manure from the animals and a baby. But it was an answer of their prayer. It was exactly what they needed. But they wanted it in their own way. They wanted it they thought the way they thought was best. But God knows how to send it in the way that he knows is best. Because he's an infinite God. And he knows just how to send it. He knows your needs. He knows how to bring it to you. Oh, my God, help me now. But the trouble of it is, because it doesn't come the way you think it ought to come, then you are all discouraged. And you hand it back to God. Because the way he brought it to you You didn't like it. Now, point. Take down your thing. Let's ask him. And believe that he will send it just the way he wants to send it and accept it upon the basis. That's right. If you ask him, don't make him a liar. You hear the prophet? If you ask him, don't make him a liar. He can't lie. He promised. Ask the Father anything. In my name, I will do it. Now, God can't lie. Even that false prophet, Balaam, he said, God is not a man. Give us that scripture, please. Rajoy, give us the scripture. Numbers 23, 19. God is not a man. God is not like you. God is not like me, brother. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should do what? He should repent. You can repent. I can repent. When I cannot fulfill what I promised, when you cannot fulfill what you promised because of circumstances, because you are finite, I'm finite, not God. So not, it's not a man that you repent. For at least as he said, and shall he not do it? I believe that's a challenge to you and me. Or at least spoken, and shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. The unchangeable God walking in an unacceptable way. Hallelujah. God help us, church. Yes, sir. Yeah, he knows your need. Don't hand it back to him. Let's ask him. And believe that he will send it just the way. If you ask him anything, if you ask, don't make him a liar. He can't lie. He promised. Amen. God can't lie. And ask him, and ask him, and it shall be done. Seek, ye shall find. No, it shall be open. We believe that. Certainly, we do believe. You know the kind of knocking. He that knocketh, continuous knocking. Continuous knocking. Like the widow and the unjust judge. Jesus, our Savior, you know it's a parable too. Jesus, our Savior, concluded. Hear what the unjust judge said. Shall God not avenge his elect, which cry unto him day and night, though he tarry? Did he put tarry? You're like he did Father Abraham. He will bring the promise of us. Mama said, God could have given the promise child Isaac to Papa Abraham when they were young. But God waited for him. God waited to make sure until he grew old. That's why God made us to know in another song, we say, Moses was plumb out of use. Like some people today, carnal people, we look at ministers, old ministers. Say, Lord Joko, go and sit down. It is we young people that are supposed to preach the gospel now. Rubbish. You are there today. God help us. Obviously, you think that Moses was thrown out of use. But because he was ordained to that for that purpose, no matter at the age of 80, plumb, what did they choose? And to Wulomo. That's for human being. But to God, who promised, he must be the one to deliver the children of Israel. Hallelujah. May God help us, church. Then, okay? Yeah. 39 now. They got a manger. So, what did they do? He had this little bear in a manger. Was that the mighty king? They refused him. Yes, sir. Why? He didn't come the way they expected him to come. And friends, you might think that was a horrible thing. It was, but you know, we are guilty of the same thing. We are guilty of the same thing. We ask God for things, and then we walk around, and if he don't just pour something on us, and give us something that we think was ought to have, no, we know we ought to have, then we must hand it back. See, don't do that. Don't do that. Ask him, stay right with it. Yes, sir. Hold on to it if you know it is real. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 43. When God makes a promise, when God makes a promise, an opposition rises, that is only the test whether you've already got the word or not. Opposition may come. Amen. Oh, this series of sermons, spiritual warfare, we have had things. I want to urge us, please. Oh, goodness me. This my recorder dropped down from the wardrobe one day. When I was trying to look for something in the wardrobe to take, you know, a cloth, the thing just fell down and it broke the what's it called? SD card, SD that I put inside it. And I know what the thing that, you know, USD, that tiny something, 32, that SD, the thing just broke. One day I was listening to the sermon of Pastor PhD. Goodness me. I said, was he just preaching it now? But right there, as you say, it was that very time he was preaching it. Church, I beg you in the name of the Lord, please, don't allow the devil to take our time from us. Find good time. I don't know how we have this this phone in your hand, Android, and this thing have been recorded inside it, and you don't listen to it. Oh, goodness, too bad. Go back to it. It was fresh. It was a blessing. Goodness. The summer I was referring to, I think that was when I made the last one in June. When the pastor was preaching on French, the time was I was not at home. When Brother Oluwa Adeyemi was preaching on a sermon. May God help us. I'm admonishing us. Let's go back to those things. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. So let's stay and ask him. And believe his word. The Bible says, the man that has got good gold don't mind going to the testing stone. That's right. That's good. See? Peter said, I believe it was that these trials have come to test us. Try us, see what we will do with it. The Bible says, when God makes promise and opposition rise, that is only the test whether you've really got the word or not. So it's now telling you and me, a man that has real gold is not afraid to test it, you know, in the market. Amen. Opposition will arise. May God help us. Let's stay with the word of God. Amen. When you get the Holy Ghost, an husband is going to run you out of the house, or mother is going to make you live home, then demonstrate them things. Don't give up and go back into the world. That is only a testing time. No matter how much somebody got in, they say, look, no, I don't want to stay in the midst of error. I don't want to stay in the midst of pollution. And the other one will reject me. If the sister has gotten real revelation, that it is God that has opened my eyes to see that this pastor is a false pastor. He will take a stand for the word of God. Because my man said something somewhere. He said, look, he said, no matter how much you want to threaten your wife, he said, but you remember that you have a master also. It's revelation. Oh, my. Zacchaeus, the businessman, he could not sack Rebecca, his wife, out of the house, because Rebecca was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. When she got him, she was giving prayer requests to the disciples, pray for my husband. Pray for my husband. Pray for, I want him to get this message. I want you to believe the Messiah. But God answered that prayer. At an unexpected time. In an unexpected place. Oh my. Hallelujah. Messiah, whom he has already posted, said, look, no. Rabbi Levinsky. He told me he's a false prophet. He told me he's a Beelzebub. He told me he's a false preacher. I'm going to give him, I'm going to tell him, when I meet with you today, I'm going to tell him a piece of my mind. That false preacher. He told me that, you know, he's false. Don't believe in him. Things like that. But, you know, he acted that day, as to say, what he did, because he was small in stature, and he must meet Jesus. Baba said, when you start to see Jesus, God will make a way for you anyhow. Wait, sir. The unchangeable God. Walking, you know, yes, sir. The unchangeable God. When Rebecca knew that day that Jesus, God has already answered the prayers of disciples on his behalf of his son, of her husband. He woke up early morning, went and took his bath. He groomed his hair, put on nice dress. You know, he was running a restaurant. And one of his, people that are, rivals now, he met him packing, he wanted to carry the dustbin. But he wanted to see Jesus by all means. May God help us, church. Jesus met him on an unexpected place, at an unexpected time. Amen. Oh, glory to God. When Jesus got under the tree, he covered himself. You can't cover yourself now. He knows you. Jesus looked on top of the tree. Zacchaeus, come down. Today, I must abide in your house. How did he know he was there? He had never been to the meeting of Jesus before. Like the prophet, if there was any honest man in this age, it's our prophet. If we tell the audience, I've never met this woman before. I've never seen you. Have you ever met before? No. If we have never met before, raise up your hand. Oh, my. How do you know his name? That's why the woman told us, said, look, when we see this thing happening, when they say that, look, it was Moses that wrote Genesis, how can we believe it is right? When you see what is happening now, compare with that one, know that it is the word of God. God is confirming his word. We thank the Almighty God, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So, we are not confused, you know. We are not following cunning device fables of man. The bride knows where she's standing. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you still there with us? 47, please. 47. Take a hold of God's promise. 47. B. Please, B. Oh, where? Take a hold of God's promise. Pardon? Somebody say. I say 47. 47B. Pardon? Different sample. The unchangeable God walking in an unexpected way. Alright. Paragraph 47, I said 47B. Take a hold of God's promise. Say, God, you promised to save me. Hold on to it. Stay right there. Till you are saved. God, you promised to fill me with the Holy Ghost. Stay right there till you are filled with the Holy Ghost. If you are sick, say, you promised to heal me. I'm staying right here till you heal me. There you are. That is the way to do it. Stay with it. God is infallible. He is unchangeable. He cannot change. And he did it, and he does it in an unexpected way. But hold on until it comes. Don't tell God how you want him to do it. He will do it the way he wants to do it. Don't tell him how to do it. God bless you, church. Don't tell God how to do it. You are finite. I am finite. You must die to your thought. I must die to my thought. And we must have the mind that was in Christ in us, not to be able to take God at his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The unchangeable God walking in an unexpectable way. That's what we are serving today, church. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know you only here this morning. You know yourself. I know myself. But let's think of these things. My brother, my sister, let's think of these things. If he did it for them of old time. Oh, the Bible spoke about Martha here. Oh, Martha had been so slothful in her own time. But one day, Jesus met her at an unexpected time, in an unexpected way, when Lazarus, their brother, died. She remembered. Remember, they said for Jesus. Jesus did not come. Because the Father saw Jesus that Lazarus was to be raised from the dead. Because if he was at home, he would pray for Lazarus. Lazarus was to be healed. But Lazarus was to be raised from the dead. So when they sent for him, he went further. They sent for him, he went further. Until Lazarus died. And he said, Lazarus is. Nobody came to tell him, because he's God. Father, the son can do nothing. But what is the father doing? That where the son like. He said, not what the father told him, but what the father showed him. Do you get the message? So the father showed him Lazarus was going to die. So that he will raise up Lazarus to the glory of God. He now told Lazarus, Lazarus, he said, he's sleeping. He said, oh, if he sleeps, he will wake up. No, that just something now. He said, I want to tell you, in your own human language, Lazarus is there. But I thank God I was not there. For your sake, I wasn't there. Let's just go and wake him. So when they had that, Martha had that, you know, he was in town. She ran and fell at his feet. Master, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. No matter how rotty he must have been. But because he was ordained to be raised from the dead, Jesus said, your brother shall rise again. Oh, I know he's a good boy. He rises in general. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever believeth in me, whosoever liveth and believeth in me, shall never die. Believe thou this? Come and show me where he is. She took him to the place. And Jesus, he went. What are we talking about? She knew that Shunammite woman knew who Elijah was. Amen. So, Jesus met at an unexpected time in an unexpected place. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us pray. Let's think on these things, brothers and sisters. What a place to meet a man, because he's unchanging. Is still God. He's here to grant your heart desire. He's here to meet you when you are sitting down, when you are standing up, when you are at the altar, he knows how to meet with you. Oh my. Believe! And you shall receive. What is your desire here this morning? Is here to meet that desire? Spiritual need, physical need, financial need, material need. What is the heart desire? For somebody, is here to grant your desire. Remember, he has never failed, and he will not fail. It's not you, it's not you. Remember, it's infinite. What is that urgent need? Why not call upon him now? Say, Lord, I'm at your neck. Have mercy upon me. Help my unbelief. He will do it. Because God, he has never failed. And he will not fail. No, you will not fail me. Help me this hour, Lord. Oh, glory be to Jesus. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. He's here to give it to you. If you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. He's here to give it to you. If you need healing, remember that's one of our songs. He's here to give it to you. Tell him what you want, my brother, my sister. Tell him what you want. The preachers of the world who are not called of God, they will tell you this, tell you that. Remember, you are a child of God, you are a son of God, you are a brother of God. No matter the opposition you are facing, he's here. Believe. And we live here this afternoon. A different person. Oh Lord. When you pray, it may seem that you know, oh, that your heart will break. Ah, you get up, Satan come and face you with one thing or the other. Maybe from your husband, from your wife, maybe from your children, maybe from your neighbor. Stand your ground, hold up there. Don't let nothing discourage you, my brother. Don't let nothing discourage you, my sister. Believe the prophet. Believe God. And shall be well with you. This is not man. This is God speaking to you from his peace. Speaking to me from his mouthpiece, vindicated prophet, messenger of the day. Have you repented of your sin? Genuinely from your heart? And you have been baptized in water? In the name of Jesus Christ, God is obligated. Oh dear, your father. That he moved the nation, need to read here because he has never failed, he will not fail. I want to humbly while you are sitting down, while you are standing. The expected place where you are sitting down. The expected, on a certain place where you are standing. On a certain, on a certain place where you are, kneeling at the altar, whether at the altar or in the pews, is there to meet with you. Believe. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you very much, O Lord of God, for this few broken words, Heavenly Father, from your servant, the prophet of the hour. Lord, we want to thank you for the title of the sermon, the unchangeable God, walking in an unexpected way. You ever remain the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Thou art God, and thou alone. Your word has never failed, and your word will not fail. If it has not failed in the old time, if it has not failed in the time of our prophet, if it has not failed, O Lord, in the life of others that have gone on to glory, oh Lord, this hour, Lord, you will not fail us, because you are God. Look upon this audience, Heavenly Father, through the blood of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, our perfect sacrifice, our perfect Lamb of God that was slain for us. These are the altar. These standing on their feet, these on their seat, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. May you meet with everyone, O Lord, at the point of their knees. Every desire, may they be granted, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May you meet with every need, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let it be Heavenly Father. Whatever is in the heart of your sons and daughters at the altar, those standing, those sitting down, O Lord, may you grant unto them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. You change it never, O Lord. Prove yourself again this hour, O Lord. May your people live, O Lord, on their knees, Heavenly Father. Lord, God of glory, as they go back, as they go, O Lord, as God in heaven, Father, may they be rejoicing that whatsoever they have asked from you, you have already granted unto them, Heavenly Father, because your word says so. Oh Lord, we believe it, Heavenly Father. He settled it, let it be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, O Lord. May they go rejoicing, Heavenly Father, giving thanks unto you, Heavenly Father. Coming back, O Lord, our God, they are more filled with testimony of the goodness of your mighty God. We appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. Whether for family, whether family members, whether for children, whether for whatsoever, whether for their work, whether for baptism of the Holy Ghost, O Lord, let it be so this hour in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty God. Bless the work of your children. Bless their business, Heavenly Father. Grant it, O Lord of God. We pray for these children. We pray for their soul salvation. May you touch them, O Lord. May you reveal heaven to them. Father, may they be changed children, Heavenly Father. Whether in public school, whether in private school, may they be changed people, O God. That people, their principal, their proprietors, their co-students, they will see Christ in them, O Lord, that this is a brother of children. Let it be so to these our children in the name of Jesus Christ. Do it, Heavenly Father. No commanding you, Lord, but because I got your promise, I'm asking, O Lord, for your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Master, Lord Jesus. The school fees, O Lord, our God, is there to be paid in the next 1 week, O Lord. These children will go back to school. Almighty God, they are expecting their parents, Heavenly Father, O Lord, to pay their school fees, to buy uniform for them, to give them good shoes on their feet and good nourish. Food, Heavenly Father, may you do it, O Lord, in a wonderful way, Heavenly Father, in a miraculous way, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the way that man does not expect it, may you do it your own way, Lord. Let it be so, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. May you not put this our parents to shame, O Lord, in this assembly, to the glory and honor of your name. May your people never bear before they eat, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your servant hospital. Oh Lord, may your blessing be upon him. May the angels not stand by him, Heavenly Father, and stand for him, O Lord. Father, we pray in a wonderful way, in a miraculous way, grant unto him, O Lord, speedy recovery to the glory and honor of your name. Perfect healing, that he will come back, O Lord, our God, as fiery fire on the hand of the Almighty God, to the glory and honor of your name. Let him be Heavenly Father. Once more, Lord, we cannot pray too much. Father, we cannot pray too much. Help us, Heavenly Father. We believe because we can see changes in the life of our pastor. We pray for more grace. We pray for more divine strength from above. Grant it unto him, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this faithful man of God. Oh, Lord, around him, O Lord, as well. Oh, my God. People that are not rebellious. People, O Lord, as God, that can stand together in one heart, in one accord. Oh, Father God in heaven, holding forth, O Lord, as God, this word of life. May your blessing be upon them, O Lord. Bless their ministry, Lord. Grant their desires unto them. Lift the humble of their ministry. Make them more of a channel of blessing to your people. Thank you, our Master. May we not, at the end of this life journey, miss that, O Lord, place in glory, Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We bless your people, Lord. Prepare us for the next service this afternoon. Thank you, our Master. Bless the food you are giving unto us. We appreciate you, Lord. The little time, O Lord, that God in heaven, may we not wind it away, O Lord. May we meditate upon these things, Lord. Thank you, Master. May God ring in our heart, O Lord, the unchangeable God. Walking in an unexpected way, in an unexpected place, at an unexpected time. Help us, our Father. We thank you, Lord. May your people find time to always into someone be peace, O Lord, our God, to refresh us, O Lord. Let it be so, Lord. May the enemy not succeed in stealing away our life from us. We worship and adore you. Thank you for your daughters that gathered them together. Oh, Lord, in the area over there, we thank you for your prayers. He's taking it every time we meet. Lord, may you want to bless them, O Lord. May you want to reward them, O Lord. Grant your eyes, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. No time to gossiping, to babble, no time to be speaking one another. We are grateful unto you. Glory be to your name, O Lord. Take away foolishness from our life, O Lord. We worship you. We adore you. We exalt your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. And amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let's close by singing. Let me see. Is it 47 now? Oh, yes, 47. I know whom I believe. Our next sitting is going to be at 2. Revelation.